views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you. Inside the power of love is the possibility of healing wounds and transforming your stories. Can you feel the call of your spirit? What would igniting your whole being look like? Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love.
Everybody, welcome to Love Living Radio. I am Emily Perkins, and I'm so excited about our conversation today. I am joined by my dear friend, fellow coach, novelist, podcaster, coach for kings, the extraordinary Ryan Hall. Thank you, Ryan. I'm so excited to have you.
I'm really excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm psyched about our conversation. I'm psyched for people to get to know you a little bit. For those of you who don't know, Ryan is actually the reason why I got into this whole arena. About 2 years ago, he approached me and was like, "Hey, what do you think about doing a podcast?" And I was pretty much like, "Hey, I have no idea what a podcast is."
I think your exact answer was, "What's a podcast?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, radio wasn't even on my radar at that point. It was, like, I had no idea what podcasting was, not to mention internet radio. So, he opened a new door to me, and we started the Magic Time podcast, which was my first stab at it. And he was such an amazing support system for me in getting my voice started, which is actually cool. Because, Ryan, aren't you doing a workshop about tuning into your voice?
Oh, absolutely. Then that really leads into it perfectly. Yeah, I'm starting a 4-session group coaching workshop called Own Your Voice, Own Your Life. And it's going to be really cool. We're going to take each week that we're going to be meeting, it's going to be asking and getting feedback on one really like probing in particular question about what it means to really own your voice and really speak up about the issues in the world and really just, again, just really tune into your voice and own your voice and to be able to speak out. And that the first session is September the 12th, which is a Wednesday at 7 o'clock Eastern time. You can go sign up at Royal Hearts Coaching /voice, and there is a discount code for listeners to Emily's Fine Radio program called Love Living. That's the discount code. Put that in there, and you get 20% off of the purchase price of the course. And $300 is a steal at 3 times the price. So take advantage of that. And I'd be happy to answer any questions y'all might have about that moving forward if you're interested in learning a little bit more about it.
Cool. That was very generous of you. I'm very, very lucky for all of our awesome listeners. Thank you for sharing that. And I'm like looking at your bio, and one of the things that stuck out to me, which is I think a cool thing to bring up about you as a coach and how you support people. Because I remember the first time you actually sent this to me, and it was just like, yes, God, the world needs this so bad. But, it says that your mission is supporting men to embrace their gentle masculine power so yes, they can become kings, the heart-centered leaders the world needs, which is so true. Oh, it just resonates so much and is so powerful. Heart-centered male leaders just light me up. So I'm so proud and honored and excited to have you on the show and to be sharing your brilliance and amazing heart with all of us. So thank you. And without further ado, let's jump in. Let's talk about bodies. Let's talk about how we relate to our bodies, because this piece, I feel like I could talk about forever.
You and me both.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff, around our bodies. So Rye, which I playfully call you, so everyone's just going to just be able to enjoy our nickname. But
I've been used to that ever since I was a kid. That was my mom's nickname for me. Rye, actually. So
maybe sometimes I'll call you Rye. We'll see.
Yeah.
So I'm dying to know, how have you throughout your life related to your body as a man?
I think the word that really comes to my mind is adversarial. It's like it's a very kind of adversarial battle in a way, because I've been a guy who's I've struggled with my weight my entire life. My weight is totally roller coaster, right? You know, some days I really am just thrilled with how I look, and other days I, you know, just really hate the way I look. But it's not just about how you look. It's really about how your body works for you. It's about really how your body works for you, because it's like I have a saying that as long as your heart still pumps, as long as your lungs still can draw breath, as long as your mind still works, there's still a thought in your mind, you can create, dare I say, magic. You can create magic with your life. And all three of those are tied in to a body that works. And is, you know, if everything is working, if everything is on point, if everything is just really just ticking at its highest core, it's limitless. It's absolutely limitless.
Yeah, I totally hear that. And you know, our physical body and how it works and functions and moves through life, because that is what our body allows us to do. It allows us to move through life. Yeah. But it also, so I was watching this movie this weekend when I was in Aspen with my cousins for my cousin's bachelorette party. And it was called I Feel Pretty, and it was Amy Schumer's new movie. And the takeaway that I got...
Amy Schumer, my future wife, by the way, but go on. I know she just got married, but yeah.
I love it. I can see that. I can totally see that. Yeah, that's a good match. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I love her. I do. I love her, and I love the message of this movie, because at least the thing that I took away from it was that how we relate to ourselves and our bodies and how we look physically can drastically affect how our life shows up, you know, how we show up in work, how we show up in love, and actually getting the things that we want, you know, because in this movie, she actually, like, her whole life shifted because she saw herself differently. Nothing physically had changed about her body, but she actually saw herself differently, and the confidence and the groundedness and the embodiment that she had literally actually got her dream job, got her a man that she fell in love with. Like, the essence of it was just so powerful to me, that like how we see ourselves and relate to our bodies and our beautiful physical beings,
right,
can drastically affect how we experience our life
in so many areas, in, you know, in love, in life, in dating, relationships, work, parenting. It's really all encompassing, because those messages about how you're supposed to look, you know, whatever that means, those messages just get tattooed to the back of your skull almost. And it can be really hard to shake that until you start to see yourself in a more positive, more powerful light.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe even love what you see in the mirror.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it takes some practice because that's not actually what we're trained to do. We're not trained to see what we love about ourselves. We're trained to see what we need to fix or change or what we don't like.
What's wrong?
What's wrong? What's wrong with me? What do I need to change and fix so that I'm prettier or handsomer or more attractive?
Right. You know, if I had a six pack, people would love me. If I was a woman, if I had bigger boobs, people would love me more. It's so dangerous and so negative. It's like a Mexican firing squad where everybody's aiming guns at each other and nobody knows when to pull the trigger.
Totally. Yeah. And then we end up pulling the trigger on ourselves most of the time. The person who loses out is us.
Absolutely. You just lose out on the things that you really want and that you really deserve and desire.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, like what would life look like? How would we all be so different if the things that we were taught, whether it's media or family or school, whatever it is, if we were taught from the get-go that our bodies were beautiful, that our bodies were good, you know, that like we all look different and a healthy body is a beautiful body in whatever shape, form, size that is.
Yep.
You know, like how different would we be as humans if that's what we were taught instead of you need to look like the perfect little skinny, chiseled,
right,
whatever, you know, model in the magazine. Be pretty different, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this and I was wondering for you, because, you know, gender roles are what they are, but in terms of how we relate to our bodies, there's so much focus on women and body image for women. But I think that there's a really awesome story about what it's like to be a man and how all of this relational stuff in terms of how we experience our bodies shows up. So like if you were talking to all the men and all the women, because it's something that we need to hear too, what would you say? What would you say about how life can be in terms of relating to your body from a positive standpoint?
It's like I said earlier, when those things are in alignment, that mind, heart, breath, when everything is working right, the human body really is a machine, if you think about it. The human body really is a machine, and machines never have to look a certain way. Machines never have to behave a certain way. And if you're able to just, I think if you're just able to just really stay grounded in that, and just the idea that it's that just the human body is just a machine, then you're really just going to be limitless, because this is not just, I'm not just speaking to the men here, I'm speaking to everybody. Right? I'm speaking to everybody, men, women, everybody, because people who relate to themselves as a machine, as just a remarkable physical machine that we all are, then there's just no limit. There's just absolutely no limit to what you can create.
Yeah. I guess what I hear in that too is like relating to our bodies as this amazing physical automatic presence. you know, this thing that works for us all the time. It's working for us all the time. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to try. Our heart pumps on its own. The blood in our veins, the synapses in our brain, like it's doing it all on its own. Yes. We just have to trust it and appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, no. I guess that's what I hear in the machine, you know.
Yeah, yeah, because, and I have experienced similar stuff to this, when part of that machine breaks down, you're kind of hanging on a, you know, kind of hanging on a ledge. You know what I'm saying? You're kind of hanging on a ledge and just like in no man's land. It's like totally a it's like, again, it's like that Mexican firing squad where everybody's aiming guns at each other when you're in a situation where where something isn't working right. When you've had health problems like I have, it's, you know, it really gives you gratitude. It, like, you really get grateful for just how beautiful this physical specimen is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. And I would love for you to actually talk a little bit about that. And I also understand, because I had a huge traumatic hip injury when I was a kid, which eventually as an adult led to me having a hip replacement about 3 years ago. And when you have,
I was about to say it was before we met, but yeah.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah. And it, like, when you have that kind of physical trauma to your body, it shifts your perspective.
No, it really does. Just quickly, this was back in 2009 when this happened. Just to give you a little bit of perspective on where my life was at this point, this was in July of 2009. The previous February, I watched my mom pass away. So there was grief. I was not taking great care of myself. I was probably drinking too much alcohol. I was not really exercising the way that I do now. And one day I felt like I had swallowed a golf ball and it was stuck right under my right rib cage. Turns out that my gallbladder was not only infected, I mean, my white blood cell count was through the roof, but it had ruptured. And we did not know that until they actually got inside me. I've got a tidy little, like, 10-inch scar right under my right rib cage of just, like, a constant reminder. It's faded a little bit. It's been almost 10 years. But just, like, as a constant reminder of just what could have been, of just, like, what could have happened. And I think really the biggest thing that I'm present to is when the doctor told me how fortunate I was, like, the mortality rate on something like this is in the neighborhood of 65%. And when the doctor told me how fortunate I was, I'll never forget when he left the room. I was alone. And, like, the energy of that room just felt like it was just crushing. And I ugly cried for 2 solid hours. And I made a vow at that moment that I was never going to take anything for granted again, that I was never going to take my body for granted again, that I was never going to take life for granted again. And it took me a little while to get some momentum going, but I ended up writing a book. I ended up becoming a coach. I ended up moving from Alabama to New York. So there's just, it, it really began with really one of the darkest days of my life.
Yeah, I think that's often how it happens too. You know, we have those moments, those really challenging contraction moments that push us forward into something new, that push us forward into gratitude, into really appreciating the things that we have.
Absolutely.
And that first primary thing that we have is our body.
Yes.
Like, this is where it all starts. Right here.
Yes. Yes. Every last bit of this, all the rolls, all the extra padding, everything, it all starts with this.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I love that you just said the rolls, because, you know, like, if we're going to get real and vulnerable and talk about bodies, then, you know, I think that there's something in acknowledging the parts of our bodies that we're most self-conscious of, you know, and there's, I think that the value in outing it, in saying it, is actually one, just verbalizing and getting it out of your body, the thing that you hold in your head that kind of festers there, but also just like relating, you know, like for me, my belly is like my area. It's the place in my body that I judge all the time, no matter how much work I do. That little voice is still back there, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's also the place where I am most vulnerable, you know, like all of our major intestines and organs are here. For women, it's very sacred. It's also where I store as an empath, you know, like I store energy, both mine and other people's, and that's where I store. So like, there's a lot going on in my body in this little space that I judge the crap out of all the time.
I am the exact same way when it comes to my belly. I mean, I'm the exact same way. And I wouldn't say that's really where I store the energy of other people. Just a quick side note, I had no idea what an empath was until I met you. Sure. And I realized, okay, I've been one my entire life. But it's, you're totally right. It's a, just an incredibly sacred area for guys too, if you think about it, because that's really the fuel of your body. Because where does food go? Where does the waste go? I mean, it's totally, it's the fuel of the entire body.
Yeah, it's literally how we process, like how we process life.
Yes, yes, totally. Literally how you process.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you want to get really meta here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, it's a pretty tender and sensitive and vulnerable place for a lot of people. And for me, it's always been how I judge how attractive I am. You know, like, I think we could probably all have that one part, maybe, that like, if this part of my body's doing well, then I look good. You know, like, then I'm hot, then I'm sexy, then I'm skinny. And for me, that place has always been my belly. And so it is really closely tied to how I feel about myself. You know, when I'm eating well and moving my body and feeling good and whatever, if my belly is feeling flat, I'm feeling good. Right. If I'm bloated, which I am like all the time, then, you know, then that little voice in the back of my head starts chirping. And I now at least know it well enough. You know, like, I'm sure you probably too, you know, that voice.
Yeah.
When you do the work and you're consciously looking at your own stuff, you know, the voice that's back there, you know what it says, how mean it can be.
Sometimes you even name it.
Sometimes you name it. I think mine was my little bitch, right?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't heard that one in a while. Yeah. Yeah. No, mine was Steve. And there's a long involved story with how it ended up beginning Steve. It ended up was an ex-girlfriend. It involved an ex-girlfriend of mine. And yeah, thoughts, feelings, and body sensations.
Yeah. And I love that you just said thoughts, feelings, and body sensations, because that is actually the perfect example of how we experience life, you know, yep. Like thoughts, feelings, and body sensations. Like the body sensations are actually pretty important because they usually are pointing little flashing lights towards the other stuff. You know, like the issues are in the tissues. All of our stuff shows up in our bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like I was sharing earlier around the whole gallbladder thing. I am dead convinced that a lot of my issues that developed in my tissues, I like that. I thought I was the writer in this relationship, but all the issues that developed in the tissues, in my tissues, I think a lot of it was because I did not know how to process the grief of losing my mom.
Yeah.
I think most of it was, actually.
Yeah. I mean, emotional trauma, it literally stores inside of our body and becomes pain, you know, and that's a lot of what I work on with people when I'm doing healing work, is actually getting to the roots of the pain, you know, getting to what the pain actually, where it started, how it began. And grief is a huge one. It's a huge one that just, we don't know how to be with grief. That's something that we're not really taught either.
Nope.
So our body does the best it can, and it usually stores it somewhere because we don't know how, we're not taught to release it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that totally makes sense. Yep. And for me, I think a lot of mine came from my relationship with, you know, my mom and my parents. My mom is amazing and she's an incredible woman, but she's also extremely fit and in the physical world, as a personal trainer. You know, she's a personal trainer, yoga instructor. She's always been very fit.
Right.
Always. So yeah. Yeah. It creates all this stuff.
Yep.
But, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about our bodies, how we relate to them, all the stuff we hold in them, and what it can be like to give a little love to these beautiful bodies. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Welcome back. What's up, everybody? I am here with Ryan Hall, and we are talking about our bodies today, how we relate to them, how we experience life through our bodies. And we talked a little bit about how we relate to our bodies and then trauma in the body, the issues in the tissues, all sorts of fun stuff before the break. And now I kind of want to jump into like what it looks like in terms of relating to our bodies when it comes to dating. Ryan, do you want to jump in on that?
Yay. Hi. It is, I don't want to say that it's always in the back of my mind, but it is in the back of my mind a lot. Like just how I relate to my own body when it comes to my own dating life. Like I took a long break from dating. Like I have been single. It's like I like to joke. I have been single since Barack Obama had dark hair. Since Barack Obama had dark hair, since Cam Newton won the Heisman Trophy, and yeah, but I've started to like dip my toe back into things, and that is just something that just like stays in the back of my mind, really constantly. Like just this past weekend, a couple things I wanted to share here, but just this past weekend, I went to this kind of networking mixer / singles mixer in New York City, which a kid from Alabama doing something like that in Midtown Manhattan, it still kind of blows my mind. But I think I had been there maybe 5 minutes, right? And I was at the bar, and this statuesque, it's about the only thing I could really use to describe this woman, blonde woman, maybe a little older than I am, but not, you know, not much. I'm not going to say she reminded me of our mutual friend Alice, but it was close. And honestly, I couldn't tell what size she, like how tall her heels were. But I'm having this really cool conversation with this woman. She was a nurse. And I was having this really cool conversation with this woman, but in the back of my mind, there was just like this little, I call it my inner prince, but in reality, he's like an inner tyrant. Because he likes to pitch, as we say in Alabama, he likes to pitch hissy fits. But he was like in the back of my mind, just telling me, she is not going to go for you, man. She is not going to go for you. She is checking you out, and she's not liking what she's saying. And she peeled off. We ended up breaking the conversation. She peeled off and started talking to somebody else. And meanwhile, I was just kind of wishing that I had never come to this thing because the conversation that I was having with myself was just, It was, again, like a Mexican firing squad. And it's just little stuff like that that just keeps me from really taking advantage of this, because I have met some incredible women lately. I have met some, you know, beautiful, successful, talented, powerful women lately. And I have not let myself really get out there because of that little voice and that little nightmare scenario that I keep painting in my head. So it, you know, when it comes to dating, when it comes to relationships and dating, it's, you know, I know that women get a lot of, you know, have a lot of the, I don't want to say burden, but because men have a little more flexibility, I believe, in this regard, at least how society sees us. But the stuff is over here too, man. The stuff is over here too. We're all insecure about certain things on our bodies. And so much so that it can just take you right out.
Yeah, it can take you out. Yeah.
Take you out hard.
Yep. I hear that. I totally hear that. And I think that's actually a really good way to phrase it. Like, it takes you out of the moment. It takes you out of the connection. It takes you out of the possibility. You know, it takes you out of your own experience with yourself and your body. And I had a really similar moment this weekend also when I was at the bachelorette party with my cousins, who are, they're beautiful. I mean, they're just gorgeous girls. And I've always, you know, whether it's actually true or not, I've always related to myself as the heavier one of all of the girls in my family. And so weirdly, when I'm with them all, that's how I relate to myself. You know, that's how I actually embody myself as right. this like teenage girl that sees herself as the chubby one or the heavy one or the thick one or the strong one. You know, like, and it was so crazy to me to actually watch how that just kept showing up throughout the weekend. And we went out dancing, and like, I had a sexy dress on, and normally I feel amazing in that dress. But of course, in the back of my mind, that same little voice, that same firing squad was going off, and it stopped me from just being present. One, being present with them, you know, like being fully present with my cousins, who I love so much and never get to spend time with, you know, right. and it also stopped me from like fully appreciate what, you know, whether or not I was actually going for guys, which in that moment I wasn't, like, it stopped me from just appreciating me.
Yeah. And it really so can. Much. Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you stop appreciating you, you know, when you stop actually embodying yourself and looking in the mirror and being like, God, I love this being, this body that I'm so lucky to have, you know, it affects how you relate to everything and everyone.
It really does. I have a great example of this. Like, this was early June. I participated in something called the Writer's Hotel Writing Conference. Long story short, I got some of the best notes I've ever gotten on my writing. I've gotten a ton of like feedback and interest from the New York agent community. And I have been spending a lot of time and more than a lot of energy on actually getting this book, this new book that I'm working on, of which you've read some samples, but this new book that I've read, that I've been working on, getting it good, not just good, but great and ready to be shipped out. And part of this reading, part of this conference was a reading that I gave along with 9 other writers at this really charming little bar in the East Village. Now, I had some guests there. One was a date, and the other was a woman I would totally not be against dating. Okay. I had some, there were some other people there, but those were the two that were just kind of like in my focus, other than my performance up on stage. And I shot a YouTube video, which I think I shared with you, but I can't remember. But I shot a YouTube video of me up there. And this is some of the most powerful writing I've ever done in my life. And the whole time I'm thinking, God, I look massive. I look absolutely massive. And I'm reading. I did an incredible job reading. And I looked absolutely, like, I thought that I looked absolutely just massive. And it was just, it was and the other friend and me, the date, we went and had a couple drinks after the reading. And the whole time I'm sitting there thinking, and she is this woman I'm talking about, former competitive gymnast, you know, diver, somebody that still keeps herself in, you know, excellent shape. And I'm sitting there thinking, there's no way on God's green earth this is going to happen. But it's that little voice in the back of your mind that just will not shut up. It just will not shut up.
Mm-hmm. And how did that little voice affect how you related to her, how you were in that moment and your connection with her?
I did not feel incredibly connected. I thought I was connected kind of peripherally, but I did not feel that really deep connection that I thought I did in the moment. Mm-hmm. All because I'm just sitting there thinking, God, she's probably just staring at this spare tire that I've got around my belly.
I've been there. Yeah. How do you think it would have looked different if you had been, you know, like in your body, and if the focus had been how good you look?
Yeah.
What do you think it would have looked like?
I would have been a lot more myself. I would have been a lot more myself. I would have been a lot more in my power, I believe. I had somebody describe my particular version of power one time as being like a cozy fireplace. But like that cozy fireplace power that I would have been able to connect a lot deeper with this woman. And I still think there may be something there, but I think she's kind of in her own thing right now.
Yeah.
Kind of in her own like relationship stuff right now.
Yeah. Which we all are at whatever phase in our life. But I so hear the cozy fireplace and how the cozy fireplace is inviting. It's warm. It's attractive.
Yeah.
You know, it's enticing. And
it makes people feel comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how we relate to our bodies. And I think I also want to dive into a little bit of some personal stuff about maybe sex and what sex looks like when we're really feeling our bodies.
All right.
Stay tuned. There's good stuff.
Yep. Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Welcome back to Love Living Radio. I'm Emily Perkins, and I'm here with my dear friend Ryan Hall talking about our bodies and how we relate to them and how that then affects and creates our life. You know, like how we see ourselves and relate to our beautiful bodies and how that then creates connection or disconnection.
And just something just came up as you were talking about that. If you think about it, we all began inside somebody's body. We all began in somebody's body. And I'm thank God every day I'm a man and will never be pregnant, but it's, you know, it is just something that we all should be grateful for.
Yeah. I love that. I love that you brought that up. And that's such a cool point that like we begin inside another body and become another body. And we start out as a body, as a bunch of cells, you know, even as a fetus, like we start out as little cells and as a little body. And then we learn all this stuff. We learn that our bodies need to look a certain way. We learn that, you know, it's never good enough. We learn that the perfect body is what we
whatever the hell that means
for. Right. Yeah. Exactly. But we start out just as a body without all this other stuff that we put on it.
Yeah, I guarantee you that some baby born in the world is not going to have any of this, you know, media crap shoved down our throat. Like, hey, I know you're only 2 months old, but have you started working out yet? Have you started chiseling your chest yet? I mean,
oh God.
I mean, it's like every time I walk by like a men's health magazine, it's like 15 ways to chisel your chest, you know, 6 ways to have the best sex of your life. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous.
Well, thanks for that. I wanted to talk about sex, so that was the perfect little intro.
I know how you operate, Melody. I know how you operate.
We got to get the word out. We got to talk about this stuff.
How we do, man. How we do.
Yep. So, if we're going to talk about sex in our bodies, how, and we're going to get a little personal, but how does it affect you in terms of an intimate relationship when you feel good about your body and when you don't?
That is a great question. And I'll start by answering the latter first. When you're not feeling good about your body, when you're not feeling good about how you look, there is just this nightmare scenario that I have. And as I mentioned before, I've been single for way longer than I really care to admit at this point. But it's like this nightmare scenario that I have that things are getting physical. Things are getting physical. Clothes are coming off. And take my shirt off. She sees what's underneath there and she runs. Now, keep in mind, this is a nightmare scenario. It's never actually happened, because I've been avoiding this for so long, but that is just a scenario that it's kind of hard. Again, it's like one of those that's just like tattooed on the back of your mind. And I've been doing a lot of work on myself to really shift that perspective in my life, because sex is fun. You know, it's a basic human need, and it's fun. And if you deny yourself that kind of play, that kind of fun, it's just because of just some perception that you have about yourself. I mean, come on, you're really doing your world, the world, and your world a disservice.
Yeah, we're doing ourselves and our world and the world a disservice by not fully embracing our bodies, not enjoying this beautiful gift. I mean, it is such a gift to be able to experience sex the way that we do. And I think a huge part of how we experience it is how we experience our bodies. You know, like if we're feeling grounded and confident and sexy and, you know, embodied, then it's a totally different experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's one of those, it's something that I like to say is that if you feel like you can walk into a room and just have all the eyes in the room looking at you, You know what I mean? Just have all the eyes in the room looking at you. That's when you're feeling at your sexiest. That's when you're feeling at your, like, at your strongest and most grounded. Mm-hmm. And I, like, I've got a great example of this, that this is not something that has happened yet, but this is happening at the end of the month, at the end of August, is that I am going to be going to a black tie party. And I've gotten to the point where I just want to, like, I want to 007 this. And be able to, you know, just to be able to walk around and, like, Hall, Brian Hall.
Yes.
Please. I hate it. But do you get what I'm saying? Is that when you're, like, really feeling yourself, it's like, you and I did a great podcast on this during our Magic Time podcast. And I remember something you said about when you're at the gym and your music's pumping, you're feeling yourself, you're dancing, you're just, like, really in it. That's the most present that anybody can get. I'm the exact same way. I am the exact same way when it comes to, you know, when it comes to just, like, getting really connected with my body. And, you know, it is, you know, that's what's going to turn heads. It's not the, you know, it's not the, what the media would want you to believe with the six pack abs or the, you know, the gigantic boobs and the butt. I mean, it's a total package.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you said that because it is, it's like how you hold your body, how you feel in your body. Because for me, I always thought that, like, you know, I was sexiest if a man was looking at me or acknowledging me, or, you know, if he said nice things about my body, which is all exterior, you know, it's all validation from somebody else. And when I'm at the gym and I'm just doing my thing, I am so in my body and I feel so hot and so strong. And that comes from me. That doesn't come, I mean, sometimes it comes from the men watching me work out, but it's also,
I mean, can you blame them at that point?
I'm a beast at the gym. I'm going to own that. Yeah. It's fun though, you know, like, and it is this energy that builds inside of me, regardless of whether or not there's somebody watching. It is this embodiment that I have, that I get when I'm there, that makes me love my body, that makes me feel awesome and sexy and beautiful.
That external validation really doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean? It may feel good in the moment, but are you really, like, I don't think, I mean, I know you well enough to know that you're not this way, but is anybody really that, I don't want to say shallow because there's a lot of context around that word, but that you're just, that that's like the only way. And I'm totally getting, like, I'm totally picking up on what you're saying here, because that's, you know, that's not just how you look, but that's confidence. That's having fun. That's playing. That's dancing. That's, you know, that's singing. I mean, you know, I will never forget the time that I was listening to the Allman Brothers and started singing along to Whipping Post, and somebody looked at me like I had grown a second head. So, I mean,
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Embodiment and, like, fully being in ourselves and owning who we are, owning these beautiful bodies.
Being. Yes.
Being.
Ignite your whole being. Am I right?
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. So we're doing here, right?
Right.
I talk about this forever, but I want to make sure that people know how to get in touch with you. So Ryan, will you let people who are listening and watching, please, let them know how to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Go to my website, royalheartscoaching.com. You can email me, ryan@royalheartscoaching.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram @RyanHallWrites, complete sentence, Ryan Hall Writes. And I post I'm active on social media. I'm active on the Good Men Project. There's just a lot of places where I'm active online. I am easy to be found.
Yay. Awesome. Thank you so much. This has been such a fun conversation. For all of you watching, thank you, thank you, thank you. It was just a super fun conversation. And if you need to get in touch with me, go to loveholistics.com. I hope to see you back in 2 weeks. Thank you so much. And I wish you all so much love in your life. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Love Living Radio. Ignite your whole being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.